the Lonely Ice Queen. Long, long ago, there was a king and queen who ruled their realm from an enormous castle. Their country was nestled in a lush valley, high up in the mountains, with green fields covering the land and rivers flowing through it. It was beautiful, and it was also productive. Great fields of every grain and crop grew all around, while many different kinds of farm animals grazed on the gentle slopes at the bottom of the mountains. The people had everything they needed, and they were happy. Then, one terrible day, the king and queen were lost at sea. The only one to rule the great kingdom was their young daughter, Frida. Though the people were terribly sad about their beloved king and queen, they knew their princess would make a wonderful ruler. But Frida had a secret, one that her parents had told her never to reveal. She had been born with magical powers. That wasn't the only thing about her that was different. She had never been like the other children, always keeping to herself and playing alone. Instead of being sad about that, she preferred it that way. She also liked to do everything a little differently than other people around her, from the food she ate, to the clothes she wore, to the games and books she always enjoyed over and over. So, she hid herself away in the castle and stayed behind locked doors, only opening them when she had to. A queen, however, can't stay hidden forever. There were always meetings to attend and parties to host and leaders from other countries to visit with. Worse, there were always scratchy royal gowns to wear that made her skin hurt just to touch them. It was just awful. I can't stay here, she thought to herself as yet another loud party got underway. She covered her ears and rocked back and forth in her chair, trying to block out the sound of another event filled with too many people.
I have to get away.
So Queen Frida packed a few of her things in a bag and snuck out of the castle. She didn't know where she would go, but it had to be somewhere that would keep her hidden while still letting her watch over her people. After all, she was a really good queen who cared about them so much. She just couldn't be like everyone else.
Stop! Who goes there?
Someone called out as Queen Frida crept along the outer wall.
Oh, Your Majesty! I'm so sorry. I didn't recognize you.
It's all right.
Frida began, but she wasn't quite sure what to say next. She never knew what to say when she was meeting new people.
Should I ask her name?
She thought.
What's your name?
I'm Olga, the young woman said.
I'm the captain of your guard, remember?
Oh, sure.
Frida said nervously.
I was going out.
Out? After dark?
Olga asked.
Without any guards and carrying a heavy sack?
Yes, don't tell anyone you saw me.
And with that, Frida slipped away, out into the night. Back at the castle, Olga started to worry. It wasn't like their queen to just go out all alone. In fact, Olga couldn't remember the last time she'd ever seen Queen Frida leave the castle. But something even more unusual was happening. It was starting to snow.
Snow in June. This is so strange,
Olga muttered to herself. Something wasn't right, but she didn't know what it was. She would feel terrible if something bad happened to Queen Frida, and she hadn't been there to help. So she followed behind the queen herself, making sure to walk very quietly and keep her distance. They walked and climbed for hours, it seemed, until the snow began to become too heavy to see well. There, while Olga hid behind a tree whose branches were already covering over with icicles, Queen Frida waved her arms in the air, and an enormous palace made entirely out of ice slowly appeared.
That's impossible,
Olga whispered to herself.
How can this be?
Queen Frida was startled.
Who said that? Who's there?
It's me, Your Majesty. I was worried, so I came along to make sure you are safe,
Olga explained. Queen Frida looked unhappy, but she nodded. Olga added,
What are you doing all the way up here in the mountains? And how did you make this palace?
I don't know. It's something I've always been able to do,
she answered without looking at Olga.
My parents told me not to tell anyone. I'm going to stay up here now so I don't have to see the people.
What people, Your Majesty?
All of them,
Frida cried.
Everywhere I look, there is talking and shouting and laughing, and I don't like it. It's too loud, and it's too much.
I understand,
Olga said quietly, smiling at the queen.
Sometimes we all need to go be alone for a while.
It's not just sometimes,
Frida answered, starting to cry, her tears freezing on her cheeks.
I always want to be by myself.
Olga was quiet. She wasn't sure how to make the queen feel better, and she didn't understand what the queen was feeling.
Are you sure you'll be okay up here all alone?
She asked, but Queen Frida only nodded.
Okay, I'll go back to the castle then. Goodbye, I guess.
Only Queen Frida wasn't okay. She was glad that all the noise had stopped and all the people were far away down in the village. But somehow, she also felt lonely. Why couldn't she have people around without all the talking and noise?
I can still see them from here,
she said to herself.
I hope all my people are okay.
But they weren't. They missed their queen terribly, and even worse, her magic had covered the entire kingdom in snow. The crops couldn't grow. The animals couldn't find food. And the rivers were so frozen over that the fish had moved on. Everyone was cold and miserable and longing for Queen Frida to return. After many days of staying in her new palace all alone, Frida was actually feeling a little better. The noise around her had stopped, and she didn't have to try to calm down. She was finally free, even if she was lonely. But back at the castle, a new problem arose. Some of the people began to talk and mutter, growing angrier and angrier.
What's a kingdom without a king or queen?
They began to ask each other.
Who will lead us?
I'll do it,
one young man shouted, jumping up on a barrel to speak over the crowd in the marketplace.
If our queen won't lead, I will take her place.
You can't do that,
some of the people called back.
Queen Frida is our queen. She left us.
Other people cried back.
Don't you see? She doesn't like us or want to be around us.
Before long, the people began to shout and argue. Some of them agreeing that this new person should be the king, while others were still very loyal to their beloved Queen Frida. Something had to be done. As promised, Olga came by to see her.
My queen, everyone is so sad without you. Are you ready to come back to the castle?
Olga asked hopefully. Queen Frida shook her head.
I want to, but don't you see? I am finally comfortable and feeling good. How can I go back there and feel awful and crowded again?
My queen,
Olga began, trying to think of an idea.
Do you remember how you kept your magic ice power a secret for all these years? Did you maybe keep something else a secret too?
What do you mean?
The queen asked.
Well, have you told anyone how it makes you feel when music is too loud or when people talk to you too much? Have you told anyone that you feel better when you can get away for a while or when things aren't so crowded?
Or when the gowns aren't so scratchy, and the food isn't so strange,
Frida asked, understanding Olga's meaning.
Exactly. Your Majesty, everyone misses you so much. We won't mind at all doing what you need so you can be happy, but you have to tell us what that is.
Olga reminded her gently.
But I shouldn't have to keep telling people,
Frida said, getting upset again. Another icicle fell from a tree branch when she shouted. Olga covered her head with her hands in case any more ice began to fall.
My queen, If you tell people what you need, they'll know how to help you. It's when we try to keep our feelings a secret that people don't know what to do or how to treat us.
Queen Frida stopped and thought for a moment. Maybe Olga was right. Maybe telling people how she felt instead of keeping it to herself could be good. Almost at once, the ice around her began to gently melt, the snow shifting into watery pools that soaked into the ground. Plants began to spring up again, and all around her, the flowers began to bloom. Queen Frida returned to the castle with Olga at her side. All the way home, she thought about how to explain to everyone what she was feeling. Still, she was nervous. What if the people grew angry?
"Are you sure they won't be mad?"
she asked as they approached the castle wall.
"Well, some people might not understand, and they'll have to take some time to think it over,"
Olga promised her.
"But everyone has the right to be happy and to have what they need, even the queen. But I must tell you something awful. I didn't tell you before because I didn't want you to come back just to save us from this new and terrible king."
So Olga shared the news of the new king's rules. He'd ordered fancy clothes and jewels for himself and insisted on lavish parties every night for only his friends to attend. Worse, he had built up an army and was talking about invading a nearby kingdom, one that had always been very friendly to Queen Frida's people.
"I must do something about him, but what?"
Queen Frida demanded, her emotions churning so much that a snowstorm appeared right over her head.
"Just go in and state that you have returned,"
Olga suggested.
"Your royal guard will be right there with you to support you."
As soon as she entered the castle gate, a dozen trumpets on either side blared loudly, announcing her arrival. Queen Frida immediately covered her ears and crouched down on the ground, curling herself into a ball and squeezing her eyes tightly.
Everyone stopped and stared, even the people who'd rushed out to meet her when they heard the trumpets. Olga looked around at the people and smiled as though nothing unusual was happening.
"Thank you, everyone, for welcoming our queen back home. But I would like to show everyone a new way to welcome the queen."
Olga faced the crowd of people and waved her hands in the air happily. Everyone did the same.
"We can make sure we speak like this when we greet her,"
she said, speaking very softly. A very quiet kind of cheer arose from the crowd, almost as if everyone was whispering.
"Welcome home, Queen Frida. Welcome home."
Frida uncovered her ears and looked up at the smiling faces and waving hands. Tears of happiness formed in her eyes. No one thought it was strange at all. Everyone looked so happy. She slowly stood up and brushed off her gown before reaching into the collar and pulling on the part that was hurting her. Olga darted forward with a pair of scissors and cut the scratchy part out of the inside.
"Is that better?" "That's so much better,"
Frida replied gratefully, smiling at last.
"Now let's go get my throne back."
Together, Queen Frida, Olga, the royal guard, and all of the people marched straight to the castle. The doors were thrown open wide, and Frida strode ahead, feeling better than she had felt in a long time. She reached the throne room and saw the new king seated there, picking his teeth after another feast.
You are not the king of this realm,"
Queen Frida began, trying to keep her voice from shaking. It was hard, since everyone was looking at her. She turned to Olga, who smiled and nodded.
"You can't be the queen. You can't even come to a party. And besides, who needs a queen who makes it snow all the time?"
he demanded.
"We do,"
the people shouted.
"Frida is our queen."
The pretend king began to shiver. All of the people looked angry, but most of all, Queen Frida looked confident. She wasn't scared or worried or bothered by the noise. She stood tall and glared at the fake king until he slipped out of her throne and scurried away. From that day on, Queen Frida remembered to tell others if she needed something instead of trying to hide. She used her magic sometimes, too, but only when a heat wave made the kingdom really hot. The rest of the time, Queen Frida did a wonderful job helping her people and ruling the land. And Olga was there to remind her that it's okay to be a little different. The end. Thank you for listening to a Barely Bear production.